Okay, so I'm here with Sam Pinion and Aaron Kennedy, and we're going to be talking about type 3 today. So they're both type 3. And before we get started, Aaron, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
So like Katie said, my name is Aaron Kennedy. I'm married to Trace Kennedy, one of the pastors at MOVE. And we have a little girl. She's just over one. Her name is Bennett.
Awesome. And Sam, what about you?
That was so professional. I'm done. I quit already. My name's Sam. I go by Sammy P. I am a master's student at UAB, getting my stuff in exercise physiology, and I work at Chick-fil-A. This is pretty much exactly what I said on the other podcast.
Right.
I don't really do anything other than that. It's work, school, and MOVE, so...
And there now, I mean, now you're getting into podcasts, so...
Listen, I'm a professional now.
You really are.
This is my second one. I mean, wow.
All right, so we're just going to go ahead and jump right into it. So they, like I said, they're both type 3. So, Aaron, what characteristics do you pull from when you stress to a type 9?
Ooh, so with the type 9, I am the, like, when I get stressed out, I get overwhelmed. I'm like, please nobody talk to me. I don't even want to do anything. Like, there's so much to do that I just don't want to do anything at all.
Right.
And I want to Netflix and chill,
you right,
know?
Yeah.
Because I just, if I start one thing, then I'll just get overwhelmed and I veg out.
Yeah.
So.
I can agree with that.
Yeah.
I would say one of my things when I stress, I mean, obviously I just like, I'm going to sit and not do anything. Don't talk to me. My phone's on airplane mode. No one can get to me right now. But I also, when I stress to a type 9, if I'm in a situation where there's conflict, I won't address it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, everybody, just don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. It never happened.
Right.
Then I don't have to address it.
Yeah.
Because obviously, my type 3 side wants to address it, get it fixed, because we need to be efficient. We need to make things. Most of the time, I do this at work. Like, if there's something wrong, and just depending on who the person is and stuff, like, either I get somebody else to say something, or I just don't say anything at all.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, ugh. So it's either, like, I'm full type 3, like, hey, that's not how we do things, or
right.
I'm full type 9, and I'm like, all right, we're not doing, like, not saying anything, it's fine, we'll get over it, it'll be all right.
Yeah.
Isn't that so funny that, like, when you're stressed out, you're the complete opposite of the, like, the way you are normally?
It's so weird, because I'll be like, what am I doing right now? And then I'll go, oh,
oh, I'm stressed.
Flaring up with the top 9, it's fine.
Yeah.
Right.
So before we started, it was funny because I said, y'all just talk because I can't say anything, but, like, my wing is a 9, so I'm a wing 2 and a wing 9, but it's funny hearing y'all talk about it because I didn't realize, like, I always say my type 9 wing is not strong at all, but when y'all just said, when you get overwhelmed, you just stop, like, literally that's me. I'll just sit on the couch and just do nothing, and I didn't realize that because I always said, I have, like, 1% top 9 wing. That's not me.
Yeah.
But hearing y'all say that, that's really cool to kind of put it all together and realize that I do have some of those qualities.
Yeah.
Not that they're always good, but, I mean. Okay,
I mean,
so,
it's good to chill sometimes, right?
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Just not all the time when you have responsibility.
Right.
When you have a to-do list.
Yeah.
It has to be done. You should not veg out.
Yes, yes.
The stacks of laundry do not need to wait.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's when I do it. It's like, sometimes, because I'm a type 1, sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm giving myself just an off day.
Yeah.
But then it's just like, no, I'm not doing anything because I have so much to do.
Yeah.
But
or me, like, I don't, like I said earlier, I don't want to start one thing because then I'll keep doing
stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like, doing laundry. I'll go in the bedroom to get the sack of laundry, and I'll bring it back. But on my way back, I'm like, oh, I need to put this up, and I need to do this, and I need to, and then I never get this load of laundry done because I'm doing all the other things.
Yeah. Right. So when type 3s grow, they grow to a 6. So what do you, pull from when you grow to a 6?
I put more of, like, the cautious, more responsible, aspects from the 6. So I'm more of, like, an organized, like, I'll make my list, I'll get stuff done, in more of a responsible manner rather than just, like, frantically trying to get everything done and, like, mowing people over in my way.
Yeah.
Like, there's sometimes at home, I'm like, I'm trying to do something, and Trace will just be standing there, and he's like, why are you freaking out? I'm like, well, you're in my way. I'm trying to get stuff done.
Yeah.
And that is not okay to do. So when I'm more of my healthy type, or leaning towards, growing towards the 6, I'm more of like, hey, can you get out of my way?
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
I'm more cautious about it.
Yeah.
I would say for me, it's more of where I see my sex the most is typically when I'm in large groups of people at like an event, because the type six is very cautious and very just aware of their surroundings.
Yeah.
So when we take the youth group to Motion Conference, I'm in the back. Mm-hmm. I can see everybody. I know where everybody's at. I know who are the people that are probably going to stray. Who's going to find somebody from a, you know, mm-hmm. a different church? Who's going to go talk to them? So I stay in the back. And we actually did that this year. We had three people, three of the girls that found one of their friends from a different church. And the rest of the group was going back to the cars. But I was in the back, so I saw that where they were, and I stayed with them.
Yeah.
And for me, it's more of like a protect who you care about kind of thing.
Right.
And so that's what I pull from the most, because I'm like, okay, I need all my ducks in a row, literally. I need all the children in one area.
Yeah.
And I need somebody to be leading in the front. Obviously, the type three wants to lead in the front, but the type six kicks in and is like, there's so many people, there's so many things that could happen right now. I need to be where I can see everybody, regardless of what's going on.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
And I like that because you grow to a six. So you saying the top three, I want to be in the front, I want to be doing this. Right. But, like, that's you in growth stepping back and saying, okay, I need to take the more responsible, you know, path and watch what's going on. So I think that's really cool. So I didn't really have to do this on one or two because, like, I'm a one and I wing strongly to a two. So if this kind of throws you off, I'm sorry. But tell me, like, main qualities of a top three. Just, it's called the achiever. So tell me, like, just the main qualities, because I really don't know that many, like, specifically.
Yeah, so I would say I am very, like you said, achiever, goal-oriented. If I don't have a list to get done, like, I'm going to make one before I do anything else. Mm-hmm. I'm the list maker before I pack for vacation.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are we doing Monday? What are we doing Tuesday? And it's only Thursday of the week before.
Right.
You know, like, I'm a planner. I like to just, like I said, just, I guess, almost organized, but in, like, a to-do list kind of thing. So not necessarily, like, the one organizer authority kind of thing, but more of, like, the getting stuff done.
Like, achieving it, whereas I'm doing it because I want to make sure it's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, and also, like, on that, I want to look successful, and I want to look, like, professional and put together.
Yeah.
So I put off this, like, I've got everything figured out. I don't need your help.
Right.
And I used to, well, I guess I still say it's, like, the independent part of me, but it's definitely a top three thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that threes and ones are very similar, because a lot of times I get along really well with ones, because they just kind of have everything in order. But where y'all do, like you said, everything in order to be perfect, we do everything in order to be efficient.
Yeah. Right.
And
yeah.
Because efficiency for me, I don't know about you, Erin, but efficiency for me means being successful.
Yeah.
When things run well, I'm like, this is the best thing ever.
Yeah.
I'm the worst at work. And it's so funny because I'm like, I need everybody in their position and I need everything to run smoothly.
Yeah.
Because when that happens, once lunch kicks in at work, I mean, everybody knows Chick-fil-A is busy during lunch on a Friday and a Saturday.
Okay? Yeah.
So Chick-fil-A.
I know, right? Yeah. Who would eat the Lord's chicken? I mean, my goodness. I'm just kidding. It's the Lord's mac and cheese now.
Yeah.
People are panicking over it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people are not in position, that gets on my nerves. And there's a lot of people in leadership at Chick-fil-A that are not, like, type 1s and type 3s.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just feel like things would run better if it was that way.
Right.
But that's just me.
Like me.
I know. Everybody was a 3.
What a top 3 thing is.
I know, right? People are going to be like, wow, that girl's real conceited. Wow, okay. But when everything runs good, anytime there's something, like, out of order, I get, like, snappy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to sit back and, my best friend that works at Chick-fil-A, she's a type 6. So, like, when you say stuff, she's going to look into, like, the deeper meaning of it.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm like, no, I just need things in order. And I snapped at her, I think, yesterday, the day before that. And I laughed because we've been talking about, like, the Enneagram. And we've been kind of, when bad things come out, we're like, ugh. And we point at it and we're like, ugh, it's ugly. Get rid of it. And I did that. And then I whispered in her and I was like, I just need things to go in order. It's fine. It's fine. We're fine. And she just started laughing at me because she was like, I know, it's okay, I didn't take offense, it's all right.
Yeah.
But then I feel bad because as a type 3, we want to achieve, which means we want people to like us.
Right, yeah.
And so it's literally, I just feel like people say that the type 6 is the most insecure type, and I'm like, have y'all met
right.
type 3? I'm like, we are the most insecure because we want, like she said, we want to look successful.
Yeah.
So that means sometimes we play a different part and we're not actually who we really are.
Right.
And so we put on like this persona, and I do it a lot at work, and I'm like, okay, just be Sam, like actual Sam that God created you to be, like regardless of the Enneagram, regardless of your tendencies, just be you, love on people and have fun and don't stress out when things don't go the way they're supposed to.
Right.
And so I just, man, the achiever. We're great, man.
And even you talking about work. So I'm a dental hygienist, so we have a schedule.
Right.
One patient's at 9, one's at 9:45, you know. Well, if I ever get off of that schedule, I'm like losing my crap, you know. Like, I'm like, no, it's got to go this way. I've got to be in order. I've got to be on time. And I stress out about that kind of stuff. So it's funny to hear you talk about how you are at work, because I'm like, oh, I'm so like that at work. And now I realize it.
Yeah.
So that's fun.
And I think it's cool, like, talking about being insecure, you know. It's like, I feel like, even though we're all different types or whatever, like, we still have so many things in common, because I would say, like, for ones, not that we're ever going to show it, but we do have insecurities because of our inner critic, like, telling us, well, you stupid piece of crap, like, and so I'm just going to act like, no, I got it all together, whatever, like, but on the inside, I'm super insecure about my house right now, but I'm going to act like, okay, well, it's no big deal, even though it looks like crap, but, like, I feel like there's so many things we can all relate on, even though we have different personality types, which I always think is cool, to make it to where we can always come back to each other and have each other to play off of.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's talk about wings. So you can wing to both of, you know, both sides, but which one do you pull more from?
Wait, can I go back to the both wing side? I was listening to yours and Gretel's and Heather's podcast yesterday, and she was talking about being balanced in her wings.
Yeah,
and the only thing I could think about was that little bird that sits on your finger.
Yeah,
the, like, it balances. Yeah. You know,
like the little it balances on its beak.
I sent it to Gretel yesterday. I was like, as you're talking about being balanced in your wings, this is all I can think
That's
but
so
anyways,
funny.
Back to it. So I wing more towards a 4, which is more of like the professional. They're more focused on work, success, and their introspection. They're more sensitive, artistic, and imaginative. So, like, I serve on the Move Creative team.
Yeah.
I do pictures and that kind of stuff. I have more of that, like, artsy creativeness in me than the towards the 2. So.
And you do, like, a lot of, like, hand lettering and stuff like that.
I love
it. I didn't even realize that, like, that's your 4 wing coming out. That's really cool.
It is. That's definitely cool.
Well, I'm glad that you're wing 4, because I'm 110% wing 2. And I think mine's called the Charmer. Isn't that right? It's called the Charmer?
The Star.
Okay, well, that's not what it said on my Enneagram test. Whatever. The Star, the Charmer, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Same kind of thing.
For me, it's more of a wing 2, which is the Helper, obviously, because we just did that podcast.
Yep.
In case you haven't listened to it, it's called the Helper. So I want to look professional, look great. I want people to like me, and I want to help people. And it's kind of cool at times, because a type 3 is more about themselves, and a type 2 is more about everybody else.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, I have a really hard time finding that healthy tension between the two, because sometimes I will only care about others and not take care of myself. And then there are other times where I only care about myself, and I don't care about your feelings. I'm not worried about you. So, trying to figure out the balance of that, even now, like, that's kind of what I'm battling, because for a while I thought that I was a type 2, because when I took the Enneagram test, it said that I was a type 2, the wing 3.
Mm-hmm.
But my type 2, when it looks at the numbers or whatever, I mean, it was like half a point off.
Yeah.
So it was like a 19.5 on 2, but a 19 on 3.
Yeah.
And then, so the more that I became aware of what a type 2 was, I started trying to practice healthy habits of a type 2 and what that looks like. And the more that I did that, the more my type 3 came out.
Right.
So I wasn't as... I feel like the reason I was a type 2, or categorized as a type 2, was because I was only caring about other people. I wasn't caring about myself, but I think that came from the insecurities, and I didn't want to look at that.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have to look at myself and be like, you messed up in this, you said this to this person, and so now they have an animosity towards you. I didn't want to look at that, so I just said, whoop, we're just going to push that away, and we're just going to help people. Whatever you need me to do, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And so the more that I was aware of that, then my type three kind of emerged, and I was like, oh, this is who I, like, this is who I tend to be as far as characteristics go.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you're not, we use the word pigeonholed to the number. We use it a lot in our move classes with our spiritual gifts and stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm not pigeonholing myself to a type three and a wing two, but tendency wise, that's what I do more of.
Right.
And so the more that the type three arose, I kind of picked up on some of the stuff that I did in my childhood of where I was like, I have to get good grades so that my parents are proud of me. And if I get a C, my parents aren't going to be proud of me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I mean, I remember, I was thinking about on the drive over here, thinking about being on the playground as like a really young kid playing kickball with my friends, and if I wasn't picked first, I was upset.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, this started from the beginning. I was like, my Lord. And so it's pretty cool though, because I really like the Enneagram, and some people don't really get it, because I have some friends that are like, why do you have to take a test to know who you are, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to. I'm like, but it does make a little more sense
once
you kind
helps.
Of read it.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of stuff that reading through, like, all the stuff on Instagram and different posts and blogs and whatever, I realize, oh, I do that.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't do that.
And this is why I do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the, I think, like I said, I think we're the most insecure, and, I mean, y'all probably, I mean, type ones probably think they're the most insecure, type twos probably think, I mean, whatever, but a lot of the stuff that I do negatively stems from not feeling enough or not feeling like I can do enough.
Yeah.
And so that plays into the helper, because I'm like, I feel like I can't help you in any way. And then type three is like, I feel like I can't do anything. I'm not doing anything well. When I have an off day at work, I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing? I spilled two drinks the other day. I was like, oh my God, I had such a bad day at work. It's two drinks. Like, we spill drinks all the time. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I spill all the time. But, and then like, I look back and I was like, God still loves me. I'm still fearfully and wonderfully made. That's one scripture that I used to hate. I hated it. Because people, it's something they say to women all the time. Like,
right.
Woo, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Woo. I hated it. And now thinking about it, I think I hated it because I didn't believe it about myself.
Yeah.
And so now I'm a little bit older, a little more mature, a little. Emphasis on little. But realizing now that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And so when I feel negative about myself, I go, God loves me. God made me for a reason. He gave me my gifts and talents for a reason. I just popped my finger. I'm sorry. And so I will kind of do this stuff, especially at the end of the day, because when I lay down my bed, I'll reflect on what I did for the day. I could have done this better. I could have done that better. I could have said this instead of this. I could have had a better attitude about this thing that happened today. And I'll have to sit and remind myself of what God says about me and go, none of this is as important as me believing that God loves me.
Right.
And that He created me to love people and to bring His kingdom to others.
Yeah.
And a lot of that, I kind of talked to you a little bit about that in the last podcast about the worship team. That's still one of the hardest things for me. Like, I have to pray before I take those two steps.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether it's in rehearsal or Sunday morning run through or getting up there for worship team to actually lead worship.
Yeah.
I have to pray every time because I still freak out.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, this is so important. Why am I allowed to do this?
Right, yeah.
But my top three is like, I'm going to know all the notes, all the lyrics.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. And God's like, I don't need any of that. I just need you to worship me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I think that's really good because, like, for y'all's type, like you said, what you do basically equals to if you're enough or not.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that's really good reminding yourself of that. Like, and that's
nothing
another
thing I can do will make me enough.
Right.
Right, yeah. And that's another thing with the Enneagram, like, it helps us grow, like, spiritually and with our relationship with the Lord and our relationship with others. And that's why, like, I love it so much because it helped you figure that out. Like, I have to reassure myself because I'm this way.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's really awesome. And also, side note, we come on here about the Enneagram, and Sam is still preaching just like she did last podcast. Right. I'm sorry.
Bringing it. I know. I was talking, and I was like, I should probably let Aaron speak. I'm just over here rambling away.
No, I love it. I love it. Last time, as soon as you left, I was like texting everyone. I was like, y'all, I cannot wait for her to come podcast. I just think it's funny, but. So, let's see. Okay, so what do y'all feel like is a common misconception about a type 3?
So, you kind of touched on it earlier, and I was reading this last night, really, to kind of just touch up on my stuff. But it's about that image that we project. One of the misconceptions that I read was, like, that we try to put off an image to, deceive others. Like, to make them think differently of us, but really, it's the image that, like, we're trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, the successful side of us that we're trying to show everybody. Like, yeah, I have my life together. I have my house together. My daughter has had a bath today. That kind of stuff where I'm, like, really, I just, like, wipe her down with a baby wipe.
Yeah, right.
But it's more of, it's not necessarily that I want to, like, deceive someone. It's just I want them to think that I am successful, that I have arrived, that I've achieved, you know, all of my tasks today or whatever.
Yeah, kind of like that's the image, even that, like, I don't know, you correct me if I'm wrong, even if it's not like for everyone else to see, but like, you know, that's the image you want for yourself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the Instagram reel rather than like reality.
Yeah. 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 Right. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Hashtag influencer.
Swipe up.
Yep. Swipe up. Trace killed me with those. I'm so glad he saved those to his highlight.
Yes.
Made my life better. I would say a misconception is that we're very conceited, like all we care about is ourselves. Because I feel when we do the persona to deceive or project, we're doing it because we really just want people to like us.
Yeah,
we really just want people to think that we're fun to be around, that we're nice and stuff like that. So that's something that me and my best friend Caitlin have talked about, because there were times when we were discussing my walk with like worship and stuff, and I was so insecure about my gift that I didn't want to be up there, but then there was also I do want to be up there, which is the type 3,
cause
I'm like, of course the type 3 is kind of like, I'm here, I want to be known, but we really just want to be known by those that we love, and we just want to be known by God. It's not really, it's never been about people we don't know. It, for me, I don't know about you, Erin, but for me, it's like, I want my best friends to think that I'm awesome, that I'm achieving something, that I'm doing great.
Yeah.
It's never been like, oh, let me project my best self on Instagram. I'm really bad. I don't post on Instagram because I'm so insecure about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't care about likes. I used to when I was younger, like, obviously 12 or 13. And then as I've gotten older, I rarely post on Instagram. Even about, like, I don't do selfies because I'm like... Like I said, we're the most insecure, but I don't, like, I don't do that. If I post anything, it's majority time, like 98% on my story, like gone in 24 hours.
Yeah.
And I won't post. And recently I've got like 60 posts on my Instagram, and I've had it for like 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
Like, I'm terrible. But now what I post is other people on mine, because I'm like, I want you guys to know that I love you.
Yeah.
That I appreciate you.
Yeah.
And I want you to love and appreciate me. And so I feel like that's where the misconception is that we only care about ourselves, regardless of everything else.
Yeah. Well, because, like, the stuff that I read, it seems like it's all about me. I'm the best of the best. I'm better than you. But obviously, I know both of y'all, and that is not y'all at all.
Yeah.
So, I can agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so before I ask this question, I'm just going to start adding this because I've done on the last two. If you could be a different number, which number would you be?
Oh, that's hard.
I would say maybe a type 8 or a type 7.
Everybody says seven.
Well,
sevens
that's
are
what I'm like, I don't
they're free. Like they just do whatever. I mean, my best friend Caitlin Shepard's a type 7, 100%. I mean, there's no getting around it. She's a type 7. But they're just so free, and I learn a lot from her as far as like our just our types and how she goes about life. Because I I realize, okay, I don't have to stick to this to-do list. Like, I can go on some spontaneous trip to Nashville for the day. That's fine. And so, and that's what she's about. She's all about traveling.
Yeah.
And then we have another friend. Her name's Emily Panaga. She's a type 7, but she's a little bit different than Caitlin. She's more of, hey, let's go do a new thing. Like, let's go to this new coffee shop. Let's go to this place. She just recently went with Gretel to some little plant shop or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's how her creativity and her type 7 pops out. Whereas yeah. Caitlin is like, let's go to California.
We're going
to
cross the country. Yeah.
And we're going to stay in a van. They really did that. Her and two of her friends just stayed in a van. I don't think they showered for like 4 or 5 days.
No.
Yo,
dry shampoo. It's fine.
Listen, do your thing. But I would say a type 8 because they're not fearful of anything, I feel. And that's kind of, that's probably like a misconception that they're not.
Listen, fearful. Colby's a type 8 and I'm going to disagree with you on that one. You do not.
But
because he's not fearful, so he's like, let's just do everything. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Seriously, though, but, I mean, they're called the challenger, but they're not afraid to say what they feel because they're not worried about how people look at them.
Yeah.
Whereas that's how we feel. So yeah. I've tried to just kind of do and say and be
yeah.
like, I mean,
yeah, for you, I could see how you would want that. Like,
yeah.
I just want to be able to say and it not matter.
Yeah.
So I would say one of those two.
Yeah.
What about you, Erin?
I guess I would go with a 7, just only because when you said something about a list and just, like, throwing it out the window,
yep.
you know? Like, me, I'm like, no, I've got to get this stuff done. We cannot go to California in a van.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, just to have that, yeah, I can throw this out the window. I don't care. I'm going to go
because yeah.
it's fun and you want to do that kind of stuff. So probably a 7. I guess I'd go with – and I know some cool 7s, so I'm fine with that.
Yeah, definitely.
It threw me off when you said Emily Panagos because I'm like, who's Emily Panagos?
She's married.
Her
maiden
name. It's funny because
Caitlin and
Emily are
like
both going to be the 7s on here.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
So.
Shout out to my friends.
That's cool. Yeah, thinking about all the 7s I know, I'm like, they're just so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just be like them? And 1s are supposed to grow to 7.
And 7s grow to 1.
I can't, yeah.
Which is amazing. Caitlin Shepherd is a 1 at work, and it's incredible to watch. Because like,
awesome.
I know her outside of work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so when she gets to work and she makes our board, which is where we put then people's names of what position you're going to be in for the day. And she does all that and she thinks about all the things. And
yeah.
I'm like, who are you?
Yeah.
What's going on right now? It's so cool to watch, though, just how people grow in different environments.
Yeah, it really is. And I think the same way about April, because she's a 7, but she's a teacher. So, like, literally she has her list, what she has to get done. She literally has to teach these kids.
Yeah.
But then outside of that, she's just so free and whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of excited for when I start growing because it hasn't happened yet because I can't. I mean, like, it stresses me out. I'm like, my biggest thing is saying, yeah, I don't care what we eat for dinner, when really inside I'm like, please let me just tell you what we're going to do.
but
that's growth for me, you know.
Right.
Okay, so what is your favorite part about being a type 3?
When I was reading over the description of it, and I guess I didn't realize this was part of the type 3, but the encourager of the type 3, we want everybody else to be successful just like we're successful.
Yeah.
And another thing, like, I'm a CrossFit coach.
Yeah.
And plug, we're opening a new gym in Warrior in October. You can come, O-Town, or CrossFit O-Town.
Go check them out.
Yes, that's right. But, so that encourager side of me wants, like I said, people to do well, wants people to succeed as much as I do. So,
yeah.
I like that. It's almost like the helping others, the part, or the type two as well, just helping others succeed.
Yeah, I would agree with that because we take the spiritual gifts test in Move class at Move Church, and one of my, like, higher gifts is exhortation and, like, helps and stuff, which is obviously, like, type two and type three all mixed together. But it's cool because I love to encourage people, and I encourage people a lot at work with words of affirmation, which is part of the love language stuff, which, because
all the plugs
all
today.
The plugs,
right.
Go take all the tests, man. It is what it is. So a lot of times I'll be like, you're doing a great job, I'm proud of you, because I want people to say, you're doing a good job, I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And so, and not even, because a lot of people think that words of affirmation is like, oh, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't need you to tell me you love me.
Right.
How I receive, like, you saying that you love me is, like, if you give me a hug.
Mm-hmm.
So, or spend quality time with me.
Yeah.
And the words of affirmation is more on the side of the type 3 Like, I want you to see that I'm working hard.
Yeah. And then tell me I'm doing a good job.
Yeah, then I'm trying to be, like, I'm trying to be better. I'm trying to make this work environment better. I'm trying to make, you know, move better in whatever way that I can. If I go in there and I see that the toilet paper's out in the women's restroom and I go do it and somebody sees me, I'm like, oh, thank you for doing that. Like, we really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I guess I would say that would be probably my favorite thing, like she said, the encouragement part.
Yeah.
Because I feel when you encourage people, obviously they become uplifted and they want to work harder and they want to be better, which is what we're about. We just want everybody to live their best life.
Right.
That's been my saying lately for like the past year, and people get so mad at me now because I'll ask. I don't ask, how are you doing? I'm like, are you living your best life? They're like, yes, girl. I'm like, thank you. That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
You can ask anybody at Chick-fil-A. Yeah. If you walked in there and said, who says, are you living your best life? They're going to be like, Sammy B. I'm like, yes. And so, yeah, I love to encourage people. I think it's super fun. Because even when people are at work or doing something they don't want to do, I'm like, man, let's go crush it. You're going to be outside in the heat. Get an umbrella. Get some sunscreen. We got this. 30
you got
minutes.
It.
You can do it.
You got it.
Just like a coach. Like she said, she's a coach. I'm a coach. I help coach volleyball. I'm actually helping with Tabernacle right now.
Okay, awesome.
Which is really cool. But I'm like, I'm going to coach in any format that I'm in, regardless.
Yeah.
I'm going to encourage. I'm going to give constructive criticism, give you opportunities for growth of how we can be better.
Yeah.
And I've been training at Chick-fil-A. I've been helping with, like, the training team. So, like, the onboarding process of people into Chick-fil-A, I love it.
Yeah.
And because a lot of times some of the trainers will just kind of give them the stuff and make them read it. I'm like, that's boring. Engage me in this. Like, we're going to have fun.
Yeah.
We're going to do it. And I like to make people problem solve, kind of think through what they're doing. If they don't know how to get somewhere logically, where would this be on the register? Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool. So,
yeah. That's
awesome. I would agree with that.
I think it's really cool because even if you're not a top three, I really encourage everyone to listen to all of the tops because sitting here listening to y'all, like, I've learned so much because for me, I want to help people because I want it to be good because I know the right way. And for y'all, like, you're encouraging them because you want them to be the best that they can be.
Yeah.
And that's super awesome. Like, I need to lean in more towards that and not because I don't want to help someone because it's like I know how to do it. I want to help someone so they can be better.
Yeah.
And that's awesome listening to y'all talk about that. But, and I think it's really cool seeing the types, like types three. Y'all both played sports in high school.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of the threes, like, they're sports oriented, coach oriented, like, and it's really cool because we took this test at work and I work in a daycare and they were either a 1, a 9, or a 2.
Wow.
And they all, like, go around the twos, you know, they can wing to the two or whatever. No, a 1, 2, or a 3. Yeah, we only had 1, 9. So 1, 2, or 3. And both the wings, the common ground was a 2, and that's the helper.
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of your, like, your workplace goes along with your type, and I think that's super cool, too.
Yeah.
But, so thank y'all so much for doing this. I loved listening to y'all talk about being
ourselves.
Yeah.
No big deal. Top three is talking about themselves. It's fine.
I think it's so funny, because like I said last week, the top twos, they're all about everyone else, and literally they were like, can I talk about her and she talk about me? Because I don't know anything about myself. And then y'all were just like, let's just talk about ourselves.
Yes,
all the,
do
like,
it.
We know all the stuff. It's so funny.
Yeah.
But this was super awesome. Thank y'all for doing this.
Yeah,
thanks for having us.